Exciting festival, and you know, we were talking about it last night, Jay and I were. This is so much like the old-timey festivals we used to have when Cousin Thelma was here. So much is going on, and well, every festival's been great, but this is just really wonderful. Well, we have a treat for you this morning. We have the simple gifts, and they are wonderful. Would you all like to introduce yourselves? They are a wonderful, let me tell you first of all, they're old-timey folks. They live next door almost. They love and affection. They grew up with loving each other. I mean, they care about everybody. So you all go ahead and introduce yourselves and take it away.
Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Peggy. I think everybody knows this, but I'll let Cheryl do the honors of introducing the band.
I know. I see mighty lots of friends up here. And in fact, you know who your friends are at 10 o'clock in the morning. after Saturday night when people have either been jamming all night or wanted to be jamming all night. We have Pete Scalzo on the end here on bass from Spring Hill. Barefoot Pete. And next to me is Kin Hum from Tampa. She'll be playing fiddle and banjo. On my left here is the hammer dulcimer star himself, Mr. Ray Bellinger from Tampa.
Thank you. And on auto harp and vocals, lead vocals, and a wonderful vocalist, my wife Cheryl.
Thank you, friends and family.
We're going to start with a song that we don't do very much anymore, and we don't know why, but we're going to get it back. It's kind of our signature song, and we just haven't been doing it over the last few years, so we're going to start with Simple Gifts.
Sing along with us, folks, and got a couple verses at the end. Those of you who haven't got a recording or haven't heard us do this tune before, maybe you're not familiar with these verses. The second verse, it was pointed out to us, might mean a lot to people this weekend, so listen up for that one, especially if you were here on Friday when it was a bit smoky. And the third verse is Ray's favorite.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, we will be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning the cup of life. Tis a gift to be gentle, tis a gift to be fair, tis a gift to wake and breathe the morning air, and every day to walk.
Tis a gift to be loving, tis the best gift of all. Like the cool rain it blesses, everywhere it falls. When we have this gift, we will truly believe it is
Thank you.
You think I'm kidding, those of you who aren't members of My Friends and Family, but everybody up here is, and it's so good. You know, even if you're not, there's a special magic that connects us all, and we do become members of one family while we're here. I'm going to sing one of my songs for you now. It's called Open Your Heart, and this is something that really happens up here, and it happens again and again.
Cheryl wrote, this is a wonderful spiritual tune, but it's also, of course, not only a love song to God, but a love song amongst people also.
We're just all lovey-dovey here.
Oh, full of love.
Well, it is the gospel set.
Yeah, as Ken pointed out, it is the gospel set. Didn't Aunt Peggy say that we just loved everybody? We'll be loving you out here, and come on back, and we'll love you some more. And then later on down at the boat dock, we'll love you a little bit more. And tonight in the dark, maybe.
Wait a minute.
I walked by myself. I wrestled with fear. I stood in the darkness, all alone, no one near, till I heard the sweet sound of your voice in my ear, whisper softly, remember, dear one, I'm always here. I'm as close as a kiss of the wind on your cheek, just as near as the beating of your heart. My love always surrounds you, yes, I'm always near. Speak my name, dear, and open your heart. I awoke in my dreams and found you were there. I tremble like a leaf to see how much you really care. And I think of what it means to be walking by your side, and all the blessed gifts received while looking in your eyes. I'm as close as a kiss of the wind on your cheek, just as near as the beating of your heart. My love always surrounds you, yes, I'm always here. In your heart. Now that I've found the greatest love of all, and now that I've heard an answer, every day to share this love with others, so they too might hear you say, I'm as close as a kiss of the wind on your cheek, just as near as the beating of your heart. My love always surrounds you, yes, I'm always near. Speak my name, dear, and open your heart.
I am as close,
I'm
as
the close
kiss
as
the
wind on your.
Just as near,
I'm as near as your heart.
My
love surrounds you, yes, I'm always near. Speak my name, dear, and open your heart.
I'm as close,
I'm
as
the close kiss as the wind on your cheek.
Just as near as,
I'm as near as your heart.
My love,
friends and family sometimes will do, they will ask you to sing something that they like. And so we had a request on this next tune.
like for everybody to join in the chorus of this. The chorus says, by and by, I'm going to see the king. By and by, I'm going to see the king. By and by, I'm going to see the king. I don't mind dying. I'm a child of God. Pretty simple. It starts with the chorus, and you get to sing quite a bit. So let's hear it. Let's hear it loud. Small audience, but it's a wonderful audience, and I know you're just in really good voice this morning.
Dulcimer for you here.
Here's a tune. Actually, that last tune was one that Jen Milder inspired us to sing, and we're sure glad we added that to our repertoire. It's just been a nice song for us. Thank you, Jan. And this one's for Sally Anderson. She had a birthday yesterday. Let's give Sally a happy birthday.
Sally. And the first person to compete in the, we hope not annual, Florida Folk Festival Hammer Dulcimer Slinging Contest. Poor Sally tripped up here and her hammer dulcimer went flying, but we understand it's okay. And she is too, by the way. We're just a little more concerned about instruments than we are musicians, I guess. I mean.
So, it has a nice inspirational sound. We thought we'd do it this morning. It's a tune called Coyle's Field House, and it's one of Sally's favorites.
Thank you.
so much. Seems like there might be a little bit too much auto harp in the monitors. I hope it's okay out there. Oh, good. We're going to sing another. Pardon me? Well, we're going to sing my song anyway, whether we have time for one or two, whatever that message was. But we'll go through it really fast, so maybe we have time for two. And no, something that I wrote called The Slow-Burning Love of God. And if we're ready, we'll just hit it.
Got the slow-burning love of God. I had a dream the other night, as real as it could be. The Holy Spirit visited and brought a gift to me. A mighty wind, most powerful, caught me off my guard. It fanned the flame in my heart. I've got the slow-burning love of God here inside. This eternal flame illuminates the night. I have found peace and joy and freedom in the light of the slow-burning love of God. Simple message echoed from somewhere deep inside. Said, no need to worry and struggle, dear one, or search both far and wide. We've got the slow-burning love of God. I've got the slow-burning love of God here inside. And this eternal flame illuminates the night. I have found peace,
some peace
and joy and freedom in the light of the slow-burning love of God. Ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to hold the flame. And if we keep our hearts wide open, God's love will show the way. And we'll be drawn like a moth to the I've got the slow-burning love of God here inside. This eternal flame illuminates the night. I have found peace,
some peace
and joy and freedom in the light of the slow-burning love of God.
Of the slow
of the
I guess I sang it fast enough, and we got time for the last one.
We wanted to do...
Thank you very much, folks, for coming out this morning. You've been wonderful, and we love you. We really do. And you can come see us a little bit at the Get River Gazebo about 10:45. They're playing some Florida tunes. We'll do one or two down there. Right now, we'll sing an old familiar, I'll Fly Away. Some bright morning when this life is over, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Now I'll sing. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird who prison walls has fallen, I'll fly away.
Very much. Thanks for coming out. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that time would just stand still and it wouldn't move? Well, it does move, and I'm afraid we have to thank you. Peter, and they're coming on right now, so you are less welcome them.
While we're finishing getting set up here, let me just very quickly introduce us. We are a Back Porch Revival from Sebring, Florida. That's in Highlands County. Yeah. Down here on my far left is Ginger McClure. Gail Keel playing a stand-up bass. Gail's from Buckingham, Florida. On the far right, John McClure. That's Ginger's husband.
Melanie's brother.
And my wife, Melanie, and I'm Jim Robertson. Are we ready? Okay. Do a little Carter Family tune here to open up for you. Gospel Ship.
Trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going
sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Well, I'm gonna shout and sing until the rafters ring. When I bid this world goodbye. If you're ashamed of me,
very much. We, how many people in the audience are related to us this morning? I don't even recognize some of you. We did a show at the Seminole camp here a year or so ago, and we happened to get lucky that year. I think half the family came, and half the family's about two-thirds of the population of Fort Ogden, plus Hinds County, I think, and we had a big crowd. We were embarrassed to tell everybody they were all relatives, you know. Of course, somebody said, well, you know, that's even more powerful that they came, you know. So. Well, I do see a lot of friends out there, and that's great. We like to do a song that we wrote that kind of tells the story of our music and the values we hold and a little bit about our family background, a little tune called Back Porch Revival.
House we remember well, built with love, sweat, tears, and Florida pie. The back porch of that house is where we learn what life's about, the things that really matter in our lives. Was my favorite place to be when I sat on Grandpa's knee. He'd pick up the fiddle and rosin that was gone.
Uncle Charlie hummed along as they played his favorite song.
With the tapping of his tongue. Back Porch Revival, we come to take you home as we play and sing the songs of bygone days. Go join the Back Porch Revival, we'll take you back in time and share with you the joys of old time ways. There's an old hound dog named Bill, lies in the windowsill. Kinfolk gather round to talk and sing. Rocking babies in that hammock swing.
Friends from near and far help with jelly in the jar.
Shelling peas and putting up the foam.
Well, the ice cream's in the churn as the kids all take their turn.
These memories are how the song was born. It's a Back Porch Revival.
Songs by
her days. Go join the Back Porch Revival. gather hands around
and sing out a favorite hymn or two.
Rock of Ages, cleft for beads and down on bended knee
to give our hearts and fill our hearts anew.
I remember Grandma's face as she sang Amazing Grace,
the songs we sang and stories that were told. Forever fill my soul. It's a back porch revival. We've come to take you home as we play and sing the songs of bygone days. We'll join the back porch revival. We'll take you back in time to share with you the joys of old time ways. Yes, it's a back porch revival. We've come to take you home as we play and sing the songs of bygone days. We'll join the back porch revival.
Well, we're down here on the Suwannee River, and so let's just call this a river gathering this morning, so shall we? Collection of Methodists and Baptists up here, and since they said I was in charge and I'm a Baptist, we always take up a collection. So Brother Lauren and Brother Bob and Brother Bill will be coming through the chairs there in a moment with the offertory plates, and we're going to do an offertory right now. So Ginger, if you'll give us a little Come Thy Fount.
Might be the Methodist church, the front pews are empty.
Gotta be. Thank you, Ginger. How'd we do, guys? Well, I mean with the collection, yeah. We have this 96-year-old gentleman in our church that is the head usher. And if he doesn't think there's enough, he usually tells everybody, you know, said, hey, you all could do better than that, you know. So we need Jamie here to help us. Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me.
John sing one here, and we've had the ship, we've crossed the river, gathered at the river, and now we're going to take the train.
We'll get there somehow, in other words.
Yeah.
Whoops, let's start that one over. That train got a slow start.
Just get...
at the station when the train comes along.
Some come walking in Jesus' name.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Open the train.
Open the train.
Oh, when the train comes along.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Doubts and fears are cast away.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. You at the station when the train comes along.
Oh, when the train,
oh, when the train,
oh, when the train comes along.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
The sins of years are washed away.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Doubts and fears.
the station when the train comes along. When the train comes along.
Selfishness is changed to love.
Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along. Meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Oh, when the train,
oh, when the train, oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Yes, when the train,
oh, when the train, oh, when the train comes along. Gonna meet you at the station when the train comes along.
Well, I can do one now that's a real favorite of ours. We got this out of an old shape note hymnal called Old Time Christians. And, you know, old time Christians may not be the Christians you're thinking about. It's not Grandma and Grandpa. It's Peter, Paul, John, James. Those are the old time Christians. And those are the fellows we need to be more like. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together. I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the old-fashioned way. I'm a-walking in a brand new way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in a grand old highway, telling everywhere I go. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
There are many things I'd like to be, my journey I pursue. I'd like to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I'd like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian.
I pray, I shout, all my burdens have been lifted since the Savior called me out. I'll sing His praise with far and near as I travel here below. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in a grand old highway, telling everywhere I go. Old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Miss Ginger.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. Walking in the grand old highway, telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Yes, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Thank you all. Have a great Sunday.
God bless. Thank you.
What a wonderful way to wake up a morning with Baptist singing. My gracious. Now, if you're not awake yet, something's wrong with you, because they really do wake you up. I've got something to tell you about. You know, this is a folk festival, and we do have folk things all around. Well, one thing's right over here. We have a folk instrument right here in the corner. Right here. This is called a chamber pot, In case some of you folks don't know what a chamber pot is, you ask your parents or your grandparents. They were quite necessary in the past. Now, this chamber pot is very important to the festival. If you have a question, if you have a lost child, a lost young'un, or a lost husband, a wife, or somebody, put the note in here, and we'll get them on the loudspeaker, and you'll find them. Now, I got a couple here I got to read to you. It says, David. Oh, this is exciting. David, congratulations. Happy anniversary. 1 year. All right, and here's one for Amy. Come to the coffee table. Skiskin. Anyway, if your name is Amy, go to the coffee table. Now, Mary Ann, thanks for singing Last Thing on My Mind at the campgrounds last night. I hope these folks are here. Thanks to EMT teams here at the festival for helping when you are needed. Happy anniversary to Robert Deb, who met at the Folk Festival 2 years ago. Cousin Thelma called us about 1971 in Jacksonville and said, Peggy and Jay, I have someone coming over to your house to be listened to. Knackley and her girls are coming over for you to listen to and see if they're worth having on the stage at White Springs. Now, the mama called me on the phone and she interviewed over the telephone and I liked her. So you listen to those young'uns and see if this family's good enough to come over. They came over to our house, we listened to them, and of course we had to hear them. They were wonderful. And you won't hear too many of these folks around because these are yodeling folks. And today we have the mama, Elroy's, Ruth Ann and her daughter Emily, Bettina, I got it right, and Lucinda. Now, please listen to them and enjoy them.
We're actually all named Makeley, but then a couple of us got married. But you know, we didn't get too far away from that because my sister Lucinda is now Lucinda Maynard, and I'm now Ruth Ann Mason. So we stick pretty close to the old name, just the same. I think we're going to start off with a song that my sister Lucinda wrote, and it's not exactly a gospel song, but it mentions several gospel songs in it. So you can listen out for that for your little gospel hit there. But what it's really about is the way we grew up at home, singing and harmonizing with each other, and how that brought us together as a family, even through some pretty bad times. And I have to hold my sister's pick.
Oh, when I was young and my burden seemed a heavy load to bear, and the troubles of the world were mine, all the worries and the care. Mom would take out that old steel guitar and let the music ring. And we learned all the old songs that Mama loved to sing. It was the music that cured our troubled souls. It was the music that kept the family whole. Oh, we had our share of ups and downs and often disagree, but the music kept the harmony in our family. In the garden brought to mind a special time, a special place, and I knew that I would one day meet my Savior face to face. Oh, and when I'd take a closer walk with Thee, I'd just embrace all the power and the glory of that amazing
cured our troubled souls. It was the music that kept the family whole.
Oh, we
had our share of ups and downs and often disagree,
but the
music kept the harmony in our family.
Yes, we grew up with the old songs, but added many more to keep those melodies of love just rolling shore to shore. And we've taught our children's children the way life ought to be by passing down the secret of the family harmony.
It was the music that cured our troubled souls. It was the music that kept the family whole.
Oh, we
had our share of ups and downs and often disagree,
but the
music kept the harmony in our family.
Dinah can't hear her guitar.
Well, I heard it.
It's really hard to play. When you play by ear, it's hard not to hear your instrument. Is that me? Did I do that?
I don't know who.
Could
but
be this.
This is new.
Can we make it go away? We're going to do another song that my sister Lucinda wrote, and she...
Oh, and I don't even have to play on this.
She wrote it for our mother on... Was it Mother's Day or birthday?
Birthday.
Okay, it was her birthday. And she wrote it, and then she taught it to me and Bettina so we could sing it for Mom. And we sang it for her and made her cry. And then we made her learn to sing it, too. So we all sing it together now. It's called Chicken in the Pot.
I can still remember when I was just a kid, sitting around watching Mama, wishing I could do what she did. I'd ask her what she was fixing. She'd just look at me and smile and say, I never know till it's done, honey. I'll tell you after a while.
Throw another chicken in the pot. Come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things. We had the love.
Well, my mama was just a young thing when the doctor took her hand. He said my daddy was ailing, but she took it like a man. She said, don't worry, doctor, the Lord will see.
Throw another chicken in the pot. Come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. We had the finer things. We had the love.
Well, you know we spent our childhood tramping through the woods, she was so good, and how there's always someone who's hurting more than you. 'Cause my mom and my dad would give all that they had so you could have some too.
Throw another chicken in the pot. Come and get it while it's hot. We never had much money, but we had the stars above. things, we had the love. Yes, we had the finer things, we had the love.
Thank you. It's such a joy to look out there and see people singing along with an original song that we've never even recorded. You must come back year after year, and you remember it for a whole year at a time. It's wonderful. This next one is going to be the first yodeling song of the morning. I think the voices are warmed up enough now. Well, at least two of them. This one's a duet that Bettina and my mother Elroy's do, and it's called Swiss Lullaby.
When he sings lullaby, hide a lullaby in Swiss means I love you. Hide a lullaby, hold a lullaby means I love you too. When he sings lullaby,
I said earlier that we started out as a trio, and that's because my sister Lucinda lived far away for a long time, and then she moved back to Jacksonville and joined the group, but she didn't know how to yodel, so then she got to sing a couple of songs and then sit down, which she didn't like, so she finally learned how to yodel, and this was the one she picked to learn on because it's her favorite. I think Bettina needs her pick now. Moonlight Swiss Chalet.
High upon a mountain, by a mountain stream, there lives my sweetheart, there lives my golden dream. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. this is the part of our program where I would usually have the pleasure of introducing my daughter Emily, but my daughter Emily somehow over the weekend has caught a cold and gotten laryngitis, and she says she still has the high notes, so we're saving her for the last song, because we can't do the last song without her. Really? So we're going to do one that's a trio song.
And that I handed down to Emily, we might say this, because I have trouble.
She didn't have the high notes anymore. She gave it to Emily, but now we have to save Emily, so we're hoping Bettina's going to be there. This is Cattle Call. You remember that. You sing lead on it.
You do have to tell me. You know, you're the keeper of the list.
It's all up to you.
Do, 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 do. Whispers are jingling, this cowboy is singing his lonesome cattle call. Up the cattle each fall. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, singing his cattle call. Doo-doo-doo-doo, in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call.
Those high notes.
No smoke in
the air. Oh, yeah, no smoke in the air today. That makes it a little easier. Okay, now we do the one where we put them to sleep and wake them back up. The little sleep baby sleep, followed by He Taught Me to Yodel.
Tender lullaby.
happen. Okay, we put
okay,
him to sleep.
I don't want to go to sleep. I slept last night.
I went across to Switzerland where all the odlers be to try to learn to yodel and go yodely-lody. I met up with a Swiss boy, he was handsome as could be. I'll teach you all to yodel just like he taught it to me. He taught me to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. Ole, yodel-o, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee.
Was a tall and handsome Swiss. He taught me how to yodel and he taught me how to kiss. He taught me how to cuddle in that good old mountain way. We did our loving on a mountain, yodeling all the way. He taught me to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee. Ole, yodel-o, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee.
Exhale, 1, 2, 3. You will hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee, yodel-o-dee. Ole, ole, yodel-o-dee-ay-dee, yodel-o-dee. Workshop yesterday, y'all were singing along. You know that sleep baby sleep part now. Now I do have the pleasure of bringing up my daughter Emily. We've got 5 by my watch, Raven. This is my daughter Emily Mason, who is graduating this Thursday from Douglas Anderson School of the Arts and will be attending our local community college on a full talent grant in the fall. I'm very proud. I'm also proud that she's wearing a dress that I wore about 23 years ago myself. And she can get into it now. This is our last song. We're going to close with a song that my sister wrote about... Yes, okay, fine. But before we do that, I want to thank the sound crew for all their hard work, because when you get this many people up here with this many voices and this many instruments, the sound crew can make you or break you. And y'all are taking really good care of us, and we really appreciate it. And I especially years, and it was a trio, and then it was a quartet, and now it's a quintet. And we know a lot of songs, but we've had trouble arranging them for this many voices. So sometimes it's 2 of us, and sometimes it's 3 of us. But this one Bettina wrote, and she wrote it for 5 of us. So everybody has something to do. And it's also our favorite because it's about White Springs and it's about coming here all these many years and doing this.
And so. It is called, oddly enough, White Springs Yodel.
Yeah, how about that?
Beneath the tower, under the Florida skies, we come together for some family harmony.
Harmony.
our music.
We bring our music.
Your
musical soul.
They will feel our hearts from Georgia to the Keys.
Adi-da-lay, adi-da-loo.
Where we all keep Mother Nature company.
Company.
We hear the music.
We hear that music.
It stirs our
musical souls.
We are glad to share it with the birds and bees.
Adi-da-lay, adi-da-loo.
Family.